Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Chaim ben Eliyahu Tzvi Halevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph has Agadata in this very difficult perek, and there's one sentence here which is quoted a lot. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanon Kol Sheyesh Bayabosh Sho Yesh Bayam. Anything that you have in the land, you have in the sea, Chutz Min Achulto. The chulto, the weasel, is the one thing you have in the yabosha and you do not have in the sea. What is the oimik in this idea that whatever you have in the yabosha, you have in the yam, and why the chulto is different? The Ben Yoyodo sends us to the Sefer Mitam HaMelech and Chelek Dalit Simin Taf Reish Beis, who says the following Givaldik Avart. It says, he's quoting Perek Shir, where it says that the chulto says, Kol HaNishama Tehalil Ko. Why the chulto sings the words, Kol HaNishama Tehalil Ko? So he explains the Mitam HaMelech as follows. He says, Kol davo sheyesh bayabosha sheyesh bayam. He brings that whatever in the yabosha is tahor, in the yam is tome. And whatever in the yabosha is tome, and the yam is tahor. That's how it works. Kol sheyesh bayam is bayabosha, but it's tahor and tome. Tahor here is tome there, and vice versa. Now he brings that all the yitzurim, all the animals, all the creatures that are tahor, are created from the first two letters of Shem Havayah, Yud Kei. And all the Tmeim are created from the last two letters of Shem Havayah, the Vav and the He. This makes a lot of sense based on what we mentioned in past Urim, the name of the Shlah. The Yud Kei is the name of the Shem up there in Shemaim. Vav Kei is the way it's revealed down in this world. So anything Tar connects to something in Shemaim. Anything Tame belongs down here to this world where these things are Tame. So Meili says, Mitam HaMelech Gishmak Avart. It says like this, every creature connects to the name Yud Kei. Because whatever is Tomei in this world, was that created from Yud Kei, it's created from Vav Kei, Yesh Kenek Do Bayam. You have in the sea something which is like it, which is Tar. That's created from Yud Kei. Anything in the Yam which is Tomei has in the Yabosha something which is Tar. So all the creatures have some counterpart which created from the letter Yud Kei. Except for the Chuldo. Because the Chuldo is Dover Tomei. But it doesn't have a counterpart in the Yam. So that's the only creature which has no shaykhis to the name Yud Kei, only to Vav and Hei. That's what the Chulda says, Kol HaNeshama Te'alel Kol. All the Neshamas, I mean all the creatures in the world, have shaykhis to Yud Kei. And I'm praising everyone to say the name of Hashem, I'm the only one who cannot say Yud Kei. Hence the Ben Yoyodo, that's why the Chulda is called Chuldo, because the word Chuldo is Chaled Vav Hei. Chol is Loshen Knisa V'Kisui. She is covered with the letter Vavei. She has no Shachas Yudke, only to Vavenei. The Chasam Sofer and the Torah Moshe on Agodosh LePesach says a Gevaldik Avort based on that. It says, he brings the Gemara in Pesach in the Kuv Yudches that says, Moshivi Akeres Abayis, Omer Knesset Yisrael V'Nakodesh Boruch Riboinu Shaloyom, Samuni Banecho Kechuldo Hadoro Be'ikori Habatim. Am Yisrael is like a chuldo. There's something comparing Am Yisrael to the chuldo. What's pshat? So says the Chasam Sofer, based on this yisoid where we saw Mitam HaMelech, says the pshat is like this. Anything in the yabosha is tahor, in the yam is tome, and vice versa. In the world, Am Yisrael is tahorim, and Mitzrayim are tome, besar chamori besara. Said Mitzrayim, let's go into the yam, and the yam, things are opposite. So Am Yisrael will be tome, and we will become tahor. Because the yam is the opposite. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He made the yam liyabosho. So even in the yam, we turn to be yabosho, the Am Yisrael are tahor, and the Mitzrayim are tmeim. That's what it means, the Am Yisrael like the chuldo. The same way the chuldo doesn't have a counterpart, which is tahor, it's always the same. So Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated them that they're always the same, they don't change, and you made the Mitzrayim always the same, and they don't change. That's a gevaldik avoid based on this idea. And Reb Tzadik HaKohen, the Kohen Mitzvah Mincho, in Chelek Beis Oispei, when he speaks about Gid and Oshe, so there he brings a different mahalach, it's Derech Agav, it doesn't say it clearly, he's not speaking about our Gemara, but he mentions, the idea is like this, Kol Dov Shesh Bayam, Yabosha Shesh Bayam, Yabosha is Oilom Hazim, and the Yam is Oilom Habo. Oilom Habo is a place that everything is Emes, and the Yabosha in this world, everything is a Sheker, it's Oilom HaSheker. But even though this world is world of Oilom HaSheker, everything in this world has some emes to it that connects to Olam Habo. Loi soyu baro. Everything in this world has emes that will come out of it. Even though right now it looks like sheker, emes will come out of it. So kol ma sheish bayabosha yesh bayam. Chutz min hachuldo. The chuldo is a reference to the Yitzharo. that the koiches are beetsim. Koiches are beetsim, they're bad, and they don't have, they're not considered to be emes, and you don't have the connected that something in Olam Haba of emes. This is the way the Tzaddik explains it. So there's a big mashmos in the Sefer HaZoyer, Chalek Beis Daf Chof Amud Aleph, as of Reuven Margolius sends us there. Because there it says that whatever you have up in Shemaim, you have down here in the world. And whatever you have down here in the world, you have in the Yam. V'hakol Echot. So Mashu is comparing Yabosh and Yam to Yabosh and Shemaim that fits nicely with the Mahalach of Tzaddik HaKoyin. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomach Shavah Shorim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.